goes to college.
For their child to do well and a way to afford it.
Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
The FCC moves to overturn net neutrality rules, as we hear from Tom Roberts.
A vote went down along party lines Thursday to begin rolling back rules that have prevented internet service providers from blocking content, slowing down service, or prioritizing content, possibly for payment. The rules were initially passed by the FCC when Democrats had the majority. Many of those who wanted to see net neutrality gone feel it's anti-competitive.
Sweden's dropping its investigation into rape allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The BBC says Sweden's director of public prosecutions filed a request to the Stockholm District Court to revoke the arrest warrant for Assange, who's been living in exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Major League Baseball leading off on Facebook tonight, the social media giant announcing it's made a deal to stream 20 big league games live every Friday night for the rest of the season. That reminds me to remind you, we're online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
A woman we've told you about before on USA Radio News who saved thousands of female human trafficking victims has passed away. Here's more from USA's Jason Wirt.
Jennifer Kempton, who founded the Survivors, Inc. organization, passed away overnight near Columbus, Ohio. In addition to helping rescue women from trafficking, Kempton's organization would provide tattoos to cover up tattoo brandings of pimps on the victims, allowing them to move forward in their lives without the reminders of their torment. Fellow abolitionist Lauren Crossan told USA Radio News, Kempton was saving girls right to the end, helping police in Columbus bust a trafficking ring on Monday night. Crossan said those who worked with Jennifer will always remember how she put others ahead of herself. Jennifer Kempton was 35.
New Jersey State Police suing a major firearms maker over defective guns. Sarah Lee Kessler explains.
The troopers claim that 3,000 weapons bought from Sig Sauer frequently jam, making them inoperable and putting officers' lives at risk. The P229S guns were bought in 2014. State police are suing for $2.5 million to recover the purchase price and money spent for holsters. They've since switched to Glocks. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown is a day away, the 142nd running of the Preakness Stakes taking place at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore tomorrow, always dreaming the heavy favorite after winning the Kentucky Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Medicine physicians and specialists.
Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, home sweet home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
listening to The Attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins with isolated showers before noon, cloudy with a high near 62, and light easterly winds. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And Saturday, a slight chance of showers before noon and 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 61. North winds will be between 5 and 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 43. North winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high near 62. And north winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming southeasterly in the afternoon. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of showers after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 62. The chance of precipitation is 40%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. It's Hands Across Hunterdon. Hands Across Hunterdon is Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 o'clock. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. We've got a lot to talk about today, and I'm glad that you're listening. We want to start off today with the Hunterdon Medical Center Senior Health Coalition and Hunterdon County Polytech's annual Caregivers Appreciation Day, which is tomorrow, Saturday, April 22nd. It's 12 to 3 p.m. at Hunterdon County Polytech. And we're just so happy to be doing this for another year. It's Hunterdon Helpline's part of the Senior Health Coalition, and the people who are sitting around that table are just absolutely incredible in terms of providing care, education, services, so much more to our senior population of Hunterdon County. People sitting around the table, everyone from obviously Helpline, obviously Hunterdon Healthcare Systems, many of the assisted living facilities, the home health aid providers, many of the representatives from Hunterdon Behavioral Health are present. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And all together, we try to keep abreast of the issues that seniors are facing and how can we assist them in meeting those challenges. So I learned quite a bit every month when we meet. It is a meeting that is in really truly invaluable. And of course, Hunterdon Helpline has a variety of senior programs, including telephone reassurance and also the friendly visitor program. So I really want to give a shout out to everybody who is sitting around the table to bring this event together, particularly Hunterdon County Polytech, because it's the students who provide many of the services that the caregivers will have access to tomorrow. And that includes a variety of pampering services like a manicure. little froggy today. Manicure, car detailing. They are helping with providing lunch. The culinary students are. And also the nursing students are going to be in on it as well. I mean, they are an integral part of this. It's not just here's the space and we can occupy it. They bring so much that actually attracts the caregivers, because really what it is a day of respite for people who are giving 24/7. They can bring their loved ones, but there is an activity room for them, or their loved ones can participate as well. But we really want to say thank you with education and so much more. And I'm looking forward to it, because it always is a great event. It always is something that is appreciated, and I'm just very, very proud to be a part of it. And I want to give a shout-out to the Hunterdon Harmonizers, who again this year will be coming back as the entertainment for the event. And they are just a fabulous group of people. I mean, they just, you know, yes, they're talented. Yes, listening to them is the biggest treat one could have here in Hunterdon County. But they support this community beyond imagination. And I just think that they're just a fantastic organization unto itself, and then the singing. So we definitely want to say thank you to them. And there'll be a speaker, and again, the providers will have various tables. I think there's something like 22 providers who'll be in attendance, and they will be providing education about the services and programs that they provide, and also cross-pollinating, because that's what we do. Somebody comes to Helpline's table and says, oh my gosh, I got a list of needs. I'm going to hand them the Choices for Seniors directory, which of course has a ton of information in it. Well, we'll talk about that later. But I'm going to say, go over to Anita's Angels table, or go over to the Hunterdon Care Center's table. Just, you know, get the information directly, because that's part of the event tomorrow. It's hands-on, right there, all the resources that you could possibly want to use, and the direction to resources that might not be on the table between 12 and 3 tomorrow. How do you register for this? 908-581-5251. You ask for Claudia. And also we do ask that you pre-register, because it's very important that you know, we put people in the queue, if you will, for those services. Again, very important. It's 12 to 3 at the Hunterdon County Polytech Central Campus at 10 Junction Road in Flemington tomorrow. Registration does begin at 12 o'clock if you haven't already registered. So we're very excited about that. And again, wonderful, just a wonderful collaboration, if you will. When you get the program, you'll be amazed. It's hand done. It's just everything about this event is absolutely wonderful. And we hope that if you are a caregiver, this is your day. This is your event. So we are hoping that you will go ahead and attend. And like I said, if you need to bring your loved one with you, that is absolutely fine. And the whole day is available for them as well, unless they would prefer to go to the activities room. And lunch will be served. Again, speakers, entertainment, what more could you ask for? I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. And it's always fun to be here. You learn a lot, actually, hosting a show. It's really very interesting, and when we have guests, even more so. Being able to sit here and talk to all of you and tell you what's going on is just, you know, a good part of my day. So we were talking about the Hunterdon County Caregivers Appreciation Day before the break. And again, I want to give that registration number for all of you caregivers. You deserve a break, and this is going to be a wonderful time for you to relax, get some education about the seniors and their issues, and how you can access those resources from 12 to 3 tomorrow at the Hunterdon County Polytech campus at 10 Junction Road. And you want to pre-register if you can with Claudia, and her number is 908-581-5251. That's 908-581-5251. Only because the pre-registration allows you to say, I want to sign up for the manicure, or the blood pressure, or the chair massage, or the tired foot and leg treatment. There's going to be activities for the seniors who might come along with their caregivers. It's just a fantastic event. It's free. It includes lunch. And again, you will be entertained by the Hunterdon Harmonizers. Can't get better than them. So, again, 12 to 3 tomorrow. It is an annual event that we are very proud to be part of, along with the Hunterdon Medical Center Senior Health Coalition members, and again, Hunterdon County Polytech. Tomorrow, April 22nd, noon to 3, 10 Junction Road in Flemington. And if you can, please pre-register with Claudia. And again, that number is 908-581-5251. But you can register at 12 if you're not quite sure of your schedule. Great event. I've been part of it now for at least 4 or 5 years. And it is always successful. So interesting. Coming up, we've got so many different organizations doing so many things. It's just absolutely incredible, and they, of course, need your support, so we'll be talking about them. And obviously, we'll be talking about 100 Helpline, your first call for help. 48 years providing that service 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Whether it be emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, the list goes on and on. But I'm proud of a couple of things that are going on right now, and in particular, our work connectivity program. We started out a little bit slow with this program. Wanted to see if it would run, if you will. We match Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County potential employees, perhaps somebody who's out of the workforce, somebody who's looking for advancement, but a Hunterdon County resident with a Hunterdon County employer, as best as we are able to do. We match job descriptions with the job skills of our clients. We thought that there was a gap in terms of connecting these two entities and making sure that the employers of Hunterdon County utilize the workforce we have right here, and also making sure that our clients who have had difficulty finding a job access as many resources as possible, including the one-stop, including some of the other employment services, job coaching, et cetera, that other organizations provide, such as Jewish Family Services, the Thrive Program of United Way, which provides counseling, coaching, if you will, to get financial stability in one's life. And, you know, we all fall prey to the excess credit card. Oh, I'll just get this. I know I can pay it off or what have you. But without that budget, without that savvy, if you will, not to go overboard. Or if we've gone overboard, hey, you know, again, everybody makes mistakes. How to put that in check, how to put the reins on, and truly see that you can, in fact, achieve financial sustainability and stability. So all of these organizations and resources are out there. Our program, Work Connectivity, utilizes those resources as well, but we are right now in the midst of interviewing a number of clients and matching them with jobs, so I'm very, very excited about that. Part of the Work Connectivity program isn't just to say, okay, this employer needs an employee. It's also about your job skills. It's also about your soft skills, how you go on an interview, what kind of impression you make. I spent half the day with somebody the other day. I said, come, be prepared for a formal interview. We do a pre-vetting. We do an interview prior to them going on an interview with an employer we think is a good match. And we did a lot of work. We revised the resume. We said what was working, what wasn't working, and what an employer in the field that they were looking at would expect from a potential employee. And that particular person, she's ready to go, absolutely ready to go. And we'll also give some assistance with applying if it's an online application process, because we do obviously want you to be successful. And by doing that, we also get to see strengths, weaknesses, et cetera, and are able to help you with those issues prior to you going on an interview. So when you do go on that interview, you are well-armed and confident and just ready to be employed. So I'm just very, very excited about it. We have worked with about seven individuals, pushing them in the towards employment, four successfully employed, ongoing. We will follow through with people. And so while it's a fledgling program, I feel that the outcomes have been really wonderful. and now it's just taking off. So if you're an employer out there who wants to sign on with us and access some of these great employees, that would be an asset to your company, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And if you're a potential employee looking for a position here in Hunterdon County and you are a resident, please also give us a call at 908-782-4357. You know, we little engines that could, we may start out slowly and then suddenly we just keep chugging and chugging, and the fruits of our labor become evident. We are just very proud of the Work Connectivity Program, and with the shoestring budget we have, we feel that it's been successful and now it's on a trajectory. So, again, more and more applicants on the client side and more applicants or I should say participating businesses on the employer side. So give us a call, 908-782-4357. In addition to Work Connectivity, we also have our literacy services. We are, again, our outcomes with this program has been incredible. We've taken people to jobs. We've taken people to citizenship. We've helped with higher education, GEDs, getting into college, et cetera. And for the people who are ESL adult learners but have a PhD in their own country, we've been able to assist them with the barriers that they've met because of a language barrier, which is huge. No matter how well you're educated, no matter your expertise, it's if you don't have communication skills in your community, you know, it can be truly a setback to your career, your life, your family issues, etc. We all know what it's like to go on vacation in another country, not be able to speak the language, and it can be frustrating not being able to even order a meal successfully. But we're only going to do that for 2 weeks. Think about having to stay there for 6 months, a year, or longer. It's very, very challenging. And we are very proud to be part of a state grant with Hunterdon and Somerset counties. The Educational Services Commission here in Hunterdon, the jointure in Somerset, and the Franklin School System in Somerset as well. And it's you know, I started out with Helpline as a volunteer, first with Friendly Visitor and then with Literacy Services. I was, in fact, a tutor. I'm now a certified tutor trainer. And the rewards are fantastic. Working with adults, seeing them progress, building that rapport, it has just been wonderful. Last year, we had people graduate from our citizenship class, about 10 people, the spring before last year, so that last year they voted for the first time, both in the primary and the general election. And they were just ecstatic that they were able to do that. And in fact, they knew more about our local government and state government and even federal government than many of us who have been born and reared here. So you can't get better than that. You just can't get better than that. And being able to provide those services, especially the Work Connectivity Program and literacy services, is huge because that means a person is successful in their community. That means that they are getting a job. They are able to meet their bills. They are able to meet the obligations of the family. They are able to go take their child to a parent-teacher conference, understand what's going on, and be a participant hands-on in their child's life. That's just absolutely an amazing feeling to be able to do that. I know as a mom, obviously your children come first before anything. And I can't imagine not being there for them. I can't imagine not being able to understand what the teacher is saying. I can't, imagine not being able to take a piece of paper out of the backpack and not know what it says, what's needed, what's going on. And literacy services certainly assists with that. At Helpline 24/7, 365 days, we have so many people who are calling about utility assistance because they cannot fund their bills. They cannot pay their utility bills. They're getting shut-off notices. How do we not just provide the fish, but teach a person how to fish? Well, again, we go back to some of those other programs and services throughout the county in terms of a person who may be underemployed or unemployed, and how do we help them get the long-term assistance so that they don't have a problem again about paying their bills. Certainly, we're going to help them in the moment if resources are available. I have to say sometimes they're not. But the greater plan is to help them so that the problem does not occur again. Well, that was a lot to go over. Again, if you need help, your first call for help in Huntington County is 908-782-4357, 782-4357, or 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630. And we'll be right back after these announcements.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And this will be great health care.
President Trump says if reports that Republicans are working up a new health care plan that could see action as soon as next week.
It's evolving. You know, there was never a give up.
More details from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
During a White House news conference yesterday, Trump praised efforts by House Republican leaders to craft a revised bill. The renewed effort follows the collapse of a House Republican health care bill last month. Trump said he hopes to see the bill on the floor of the House soon. Meantime, Trump expressed confidence there will not be a government shutdown anytime soon. The government runs out of money late next week without a funding extension.
Arkansas has executed a death row inmate before a lethal injection drug expires at the end of the month. Convicted killer Liddell Lee was one of eight inmates scheduled to be put to death this month, and he was last night after a series of last-minute appeals were rejected. This is USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area: isolated showers before noon, cloudy with a high near 62 today, light easterly winds, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low around 46, east winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers between noon and 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 61, and north winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 43. North winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high near 62. And north winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming southeasterly in the afternoon. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Monday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 62. The chance of precipitation is 50%, and the rest of the week looks like we will be watering our gardens continuously and bringing up those vegetables and flowers. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of Hands Across Hunterdon. And we've been talking about a variety of different things, most of all the Caregivers Appreciation Day that is tomorrow, and a wonderful event. You can go to HunterdonHealthcare.org to find out more about that. And I just want to say that there's so many organizations, and of course we're part of Give Hunterdon, and you can go to givehunterdon.org to learn more about the organizations in your backyard doing fantastic work for your neighbors, your colleagues, your loved ones, your friends. And we're going to talk about some of those organizations today, including Casa Shaw. And that is an organization that provides help to children who are in the foster care system who really need I'll call it a role model, somebody that can navigate their issues with them. There's a lot of different ways to help them. Go to casashaw.org. That's casashaw.org, and click on events. They have an ongoing campaign for back to school. Obviously, when you are talking about children, you're talking about school supplies, you're talking about school clothes, all of those things. Can't get away from it. You know, when I had my kids, there went that disposable income. So there's a lot of information that is available on that website, and I know that they have a few events coming up, but the ongoing ones are very important as well. Another organization is Youth Services of Hunterdon County, and that's really important. Very, very important. So they've got some information about April events. Again, go to givehunterdon.org and you'll find out about that. I want to go back to Casa Shaw for one moment, because one that's coming up immediately on Friday, May 5th, they have the Casablanca Casino Night going on, and that is going to be at the Imperia on Eastern Avenue in Somerset. And that's a huge fundraiser for them. It starts at 7 p.m. Silent auction, raffles, casino games, buffet and drinks, honorees. It's the 9th annual Casablanca Casino Night. And, again, all of these fundraisers, I know that there's so, so many. And how do you keep up with it? And how can you be expected to help everybody? Well, we don't expect you to help everybody, okay? We expect you to really find where your passion is and pick the organization, pick the problem that you want to tackle here in Hunterdon County. We all have passions. We all have causes. And some of us, you know, we don't even know what's going on in Hunterdon County, that there are some very real problems. And that's why I urge you to go to givehunterdon.org, look at the nonprofits that are collaborating to bring you the information you need about the work that they do, because you need to know that those challenges exist here in Hunterdon County. And what can you do about it? And what's great about givehunterdon.org is you go on the website directly to the organization that you're interested in, learn more about them, find out what they need, whether it's monetary support, whether it is volunteerism, or material items that they might need for their office. do that, and suddenly you're involved, you're engaged. You might say, well, you know what, I don't have funds, but I do have an hour every week that I could contribute. That is huge. Or, you know what, I'm updating my computer system. There's nothing really wrong with my computer now, but I need larger memory, what have you. I think I'll donate a computer to one of these organizations. No middleman. Nobody's taking out any percentage of what you're donating. Nobody's telling you when and where to volunteer. You're making those decisions on your own. So we do encourage you, please go to givehundreden.org and figure it out for yourself. We just want to provide the available opportunities to you in this direct way. And you can click on the different organizations, you can see what they're all about, and then you can click on their website. It'll link you right there to their own website, and you can, again, make a donation directly or decide to volunteer or contribute something that they need in their organization to be successful. So I urge you. There are people in Hunterdon County who need our help. And these nonprofits would not exist without your assistance to provide them with the best help that we can provide. Our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, our colleagues at work. You don't know what befalls a friend. They might not share. But by helping the organizations in the area that do provide assistance, you never know if you've touched somebody very, very close to you. And that's important. Because we all live here together, and what befalls one person today might befall another on another day, unexpectedly, suddenly. It only takes one medical crisis to put a family's entire future in jeopardy financially. So, again, we encourage you, please go to givehundreden.org. You will be educated about the needs in our county. You will be educated about the work that the nonprofits do. And you will be educated as to how you can help. Again, directly, without any channels that you have to go through, a direct line to the organizations that you want to help. And we're going to talk a little bit about volunteering in the next segment because we can't operate. We can't do the great work that we do. And this is Helpline. This is Casa Shaw. This is Hunterdon County Youth Services. This is Meals on Wheels. We're all facing even further reductions in funding because, again, some of these grants, et cetera, come from the federal government down to the state government, trickling down to county and then to us. And we may not be getting the same funds that we have gotten last year. And certainly since the recession, we don't see the same kind of funding. We don't see the same kind of donations that we used to get. And it's been a huge, huge struggle because the problems didn't go away. The funding may have gone away, but the problems here in our community did not go away. So how do we combat that? Volunteers, huge, huge. If we had to pay our volunteers, we'd be out of business, and we rely on them. Every single nonprofit relies on them, and it's National Volunteer Month. So we want to shout out to all the volunteers across all the organizations and say thank you, because they make our organizations successful. They give the fuel that we run on, and they're just absolutely fantastic. And we, at Helpline, we have volunteers for the Friendly Visitor Program, and we always need that opportunity filled. We have seniors who are waiting in their homes, isolated, alone, never having a chance for a social visit because their family is not around, isolated from friends. And our Friendly Visitor Program has somebody come and just be their friend. Be their friend, visit, play cards, look over old photos, whatever they both enjoy doing. And that is huge. Telephone reassurance, we could always use more volunteers. We call seniors all day long and make sure that they are healthy, make sure that they are well, make sure they're not in need of emergency assistance. So we run on volunteers all day long, all day long. Our literacy services, tutors, volunteers. Nonprofits cannot do the work they do without all of you. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk a little bit more about what's going on in the county. All those hands across Hunterdon, those are your hands, and thank you for that.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of Hands Across Hunterdon. And we've been talking about various events coming up, the nonprofit work in our county, the needs, etc. GiveHunterdon.org. I have to say that, and volunteerism, National Volunteer Month, and we can't forget them. They're the first on our front burner at work all the time, and we thank them. The organizations in this county that provide resources are all unique. People say to me all the time, well, there's duplication of services. Why can't these organizations merge together? For instance, we provide senior programs and services. Meals on Wheels obviously provides programs for seniors. One-on-one guardianship provides obvious programs for seniors as well. Why don't we all merge? Well, I always say it's not duplication of services. And we each have a niche. We each know how to do what we provide the best way possible. To combine them into some sort of conglomerate would lose the type and quality of care that we provide under our own umbrella programs. Coming together would require even more resources, not less. We've managed as smaller nonprofits to be able to find housing in small areas with low rent. We've been able to manage our administrative costs with a few people versus a large payroll. And if we combined all of that and suddenly became, a mega nonprofit with all these different divisions, if you will, that would require staff that even at the higher level would need additional expertise, additional funding, etc. But I want to get back to the issue of duplication because it's a sore point for me. Meals on Wheels delivers meals to seniors. They get the meals cooked, packaged. They have the seniors come, pick them up, drop them off. Well, we have a volunteer shopper program where our seniors need groceries. And so we have volunteers, and we need more people, and Meals on Wheels could always use more as well, who do the shopping and make the delivery and even put away the groceries. Now, both those programs, at face value, deliver food to seniors. But they are so very, very, very different. One is a prepared meal, and one is groceries. One is working with a set structure, and the other has a volunteer who's working directly with the client. Each week might be different as to how many groceries, what kind of groceries, where to buy those groceries. Could be a complicated situation or it could be simple. The grocery list never changes every week. But still, two very, very different programs. To put all that under one roof requires logistics, infrastructure that currently exists, but now we have to move them all together. And how are we going to increase staff? How are we going to increase volunteerism? How are we going to pay for all of those expansions, which will cost money? Because at that point, we do need a bigger infrastructure, a bigger office space, all of those things together. So while it sounds okay to merge the organizations, one, they are very different, and two, would require increased funding while when we're having a difficult time to fund what we have on a smaller level and still get the job done. It's hard to convey the differences, but I'm going to convey it through the Give 100 organization. We have, again, organizations listed on give100.org that serve the same population. But if you go to each one of the links, you'll see that it's different. What is wonderful about the fact that there may be some cross-pollination is that we collaborate together to make sure all these seniors are, in fact, getting the assistance that they need. So without having to merge, for instance, Regina from Meals on Wheels calls me up and says, Susan, we have a client. They get Meals on Wheels X amount of days, but they could really use a friendly visitor. I say, no problem. We will take the application and register them for that and find the ideal volunteer match. In turn, one of our community resource specialists contacts our telephone reassurance client who is fine that day, but is just getting on a bit and finds that they are not able to make a hot meal for themselves anymore. I get on the phone, I call Regina or Joanne over at Meals on Wheels, and I get that client on the Meals on Wheels program. So we do work together. We work together, we share resources, we collaborate for the best interest of that client, and yet at the same time, yes, financially, I do beg to differ with the naysayers. I believe that we run these programs as frugally and efficiently as possible, and combining it all together, you know, maybe after the learning curve of 3 or 4 years, we find a way to do it successfully. But I cannot imagine that first entree into finding office space, doing the phones, getting different lines for different divisions, if you will. So, yep, it is a pet peeve of mine, because I do believe if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not one of those people who say, well, I'm not amenable to change, or I'm not amenable to thinking outside the box. Anyone who knows Susan Lax in Huntington County knows, gosh, I'm always outside the box. But I don't want to throw a wrench into organizations' efforts that are already proven and doing a great job. What they do need is you. They need volunteers. They need funding. They need office equipment in some cases, or event assistance, a wide array of different things that you could help with. So I do encourage you to please go to givehuntington.org. It's a way for you to peruse the nonprofits in Huntington County seamlessly without a bunch of effort and a lot of Googling, and see where your passion is, where you want to serve. And I'm going to say thank you in advance. And I'm going to say thank you to all our volunteers at Huntington Helpline and across all the organizations in Huntington County that volunteer, and wish you a most memorable National Volunteer Month. We have to go now. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you back here next Friday.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And this will be great health care.
President Trump says of reports that
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory.